Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, welcome back. Another week of coolin' out. We are back. My boy Kev, it's me, Rel. We got a special guest with us. We got Richard Picasso from the Bronx, an artist from the Bronx. What's up, man?
What's good? What's good?
What's up, man? How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Little difficult commute here, but I got here.
Yeah, you said it took you over an hour to get down here. We just glad that you came through, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, man. You know, always wanted to show some love out here. I got heard about you guys. I've seen some of your stuff, like through your social medias. Grateful for the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, thank I appreciate you. That, man.
They're a mutual friend, yes.
Yeah, so can you just give the people, just tell people a little bit about yourself, like, you know, where you're from, your music, all that stuff.
Okay, well, my name is Richard Picasso. I named it after, like, one of my favorite painters, Pablo Picasso, just a little different with the spelling.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm from the Bronx, born and raised, I would classify myself, as you could say, a entertainer mixed with a lyricist, because I combine like my skills of yo-yoing of over 15 plus years with my rap skills of about probably less than 5 years.
Yeah, let's just jump right into it.
Yeah,
what
I heard on record, it's like a fanatic, frantic pace, energy, and then. It's not just in person, though. You're just pretty, like,
reserved,
laid back. Like, yes. What happens when you turn
I get that a lot.
Get in the booth and just go nuts.
I was like, did I got the right?
Yes, it's like one of those things, because you got to, like, treat it like, you know, it's like a job. It's like okay, I'm on the stage or I'm in the studio. I got to get into that type of mode where I got to get ready. Like, okay, get crazy. Or, like, for a record. Like, depending on, like, where...
He's not exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his records. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so like, as you know, you already know. So if you hear like my records and stuff, it's like some are like very, very high, and then they get like real low, and then sometimes they get serious. So it's a matter of me just like switching up and doing what I have to do for, you know, pretty much to get people interested in what I'm doing.
That's cool. So more so about the yo-yoing, how did you...
Wait. Ahead, before we get off Kevin, the music, how did you get your style? And
I listened to a lot of 90s records, I would say. Some, like, a little bit from the 80s, like a little Big Daddy Kane, like EMPD. And I kind of evolved into, like, finding myself when it came to how I see myself as an artist, like through Eminem, Redman.
That's what I call it. I call it a lot of M, listening to your project.
So it's like an Eminem flow by combining mixed with like a Redman and Busta Rhymes.
Yes.
That's the best way I can describe the way I rap. I
definitely agree.
Okay, yeah. Wow. So I want to ask about the yo-yoing, but then I also want to ask how that relates to your music and how you bring that into your music. Like, so, like, just tell us quickly, like, why yo-yoing? Like,
well, I would say yo-yoing is my second way of expressing myself besides using my rhymes to express myself. It was kind of my escape. It was pretty much yo-yoing was like my cigarette. Like, without it, like, I need to do it. It was like kind of like a relaxer when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come from a neighborhood where there's like a lot of crime and there's like a lot of, you know, pretty much as soon as you walk out your door, something bad happens.
Where are you from?
The Bronx.
Okay.
It's like the area of the Bronx where I'm from and was, you know, not always Candyland.
Yeah.
So, you know, eventually you got to try to find like your own escape. And when you can't really go outside during most hours of the evening, you kind of find other outlets to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
And I found it through yo-yoing. And, you know, people at first like, oh, it's really dope. It's really cool. You know, others would think like, oh my God, that's weird. What the hell's wrong with this guy? So in my experience over the years, you know, I made like the right friends that accept me for who I was when it came to like yo-yoing. And, you know, they figure it's a part of me. Like, I could talk about yo-yoing longer than I could like, like any, I could hold a conversation with yo-yoing longer than any other conversation you probably ever know.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's what's so fascinating. What is it about yo-yoing exactly?
What? I don't know. I just see it as a way of me talking without using words. Mm. Like, I can, like, create. It's like I create, like, my own masterpiece. Like, creating a trick that nobody else can do. Like, and watching people's faces when I make, like, when they see their, like, when I see their, like, expressions when I do, like, certain tricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, wow, they actually, like, it's like registering in their brain, like, wow, this is something really cool. Like, mm-hmm. this is something awesome. But in my head, it's like, I'm trying to talk to you, like, with my fingers, pretty much. Or doing a trick over my shoulder, or doing it under my legs, or doing it behind my back, or through my neck.
Gotcha.
It's like a way of me saying, like, hey, how you doing? I'm Richard Picasso. How is your day going?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God. It's like, I was asking, how's your day going through my trick?
So, like, when you're on stage, like, are you, like, when you're performing your music, do you integrate the yo-yo into your live performances?
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty, I would consider myself, like, well, am I only the yo-yo rapper? I pretty much do, like, a demonstration, usually to a very popular music. It could be something old, like, something new. Recently, I've been using a lot of Queen. Before the movie, I was using a lot of Queen. Mm-hmm. By the way, the movie was really good. Definitely check it out. So I would do like any type of song and then like yo-yo to it. And then I would slowly transition into my music, like any one of my songs that's like really popular that people love. Mm.
Are you as energetic on stage as you are in your recordings?
Yes, I absolutely am. I'm just like right now you see me, it looks like I'm very reserved and shy, but like, it's like one of those things when an artist gets on stage, like all that goes away. Yeah. It's like you could truly be yourself and connect more with the crowd than you could with just like right now it's just us two people in the room. But yeah. I actually feel more comfortable when there's a lot of people staring at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you mentioned that you've been yo-yoing for 15 plus years now. How long have you been making music?
Since 2014, January 2nd, 2014.
Oh,
so. First time in the studio.
Oh, so what sparked that? What sparked the, I'm going to start making music? Like, what, where'd that come from?
I would say it started around 2012 when I was, like, in college trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I have a bachelor's in economics, but mm-hmm. it's, like, one of those things where you feel like you chose the wrong major later on down the line.
Yeah. And
my friend, he was a songwriter for Sony. Like, he was going, I think, for music production at that point in time. And he was like, hey, like, I do songwriting, you want to try to give it a shot? Because he also knows that I do poetry on the side. Oh. Like, I always had, like, a green book that I would just write random poetry. He's like, hey, maybe you can try to do some work with that. So he recommended me to a few people. They ultimately didn't work out until I eventually landed on my current producer, whose name is Cause. Shout out to Cause and Coalition Entertainment. They're mm-hmm. based out of Yonkers. They recently just moved to the Bronx, and I've been working with that man ever since for 2 albums and 2 mixtapes, and now I'm currently working on a third.
Oh, gotcha.
What is it about him?
This is,
how do you guys connect?
He's very patient with me. I'm one of those people that's like a perfectionist when it comes to being in the studio, so it's like if I hear this, other times I've been with producers, and I wanted like a particular sound, or wanted to change certain parts of a beat, or maybe if add certain parts of a beat, and I could just tell in their face that they're very frustrated, and then like the room just feels like negative.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, like I know I'm giving them a hard time. It's like, so you could tell, it's like they're pressing the button, they're going like, yeah, can you kind of do that? And it's like, oh my God. But like with him, it's like I could do it probably 100 times straight, and he'll just be like, okay. I'm like, God, I love this guy.
God. What, so when you're doing live performances, you said you start off with the yo-yo, mm-hmm. then you go right into the music. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to visualize this. Yeah. Like, does the yo-yo get back, get integrated? I'm like genuinely trying to picture this, like yo-yo rap, and then yo, because those two things just don't like generally go together.
They don't. they don't at all. But it's more like, if you ever been to a Cirque du Soleil show, if like it's like a circus where you give a performance and you bow your head, so it's like you're giving like a circus performance, and then all of a sudden you're just randomly switching into some like hardcore rugged basement hip hop stuff,
yeah,
like in the snap of a finger. So the way I would like say transition from the yo-yos to the hip hop in that instant would be like a certain noise or something like really famous. Like what I like to do is, after I finish yo-yoing, like, you know, quick applause, I would always do like a Goku Kamehameha to the crowd.
Yeah.
And then it would just transition, like after he does it, it just goes right into my music. So it's like a perfect transition. But
are you doing that with the yo-yos on your finger?
I would take it off real quick before. Oh, okay. I set up like my performance pieces a certain way that, you know, I could prepare, like, okay, I got to put this down because it's kind of hard to yo-yo with. It's hard to hold a mic when there's like a yo-yo in your hand.
Yeah. I'm really intrigued to see you perform live.
Oh, you coming this Saturday?
Yeah. Of course we're coming this Saturday. Quick plug, the NYC Grind event is going to be in Ridgewood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have the exact address off the top of my head, but we'll get it before we close the show out.
You
have it.
1001 Irving Avenue.
Yep, Saturday night. You see this man perform live amongst a bunch of other creatives, but you'll be there.
Yes.
Let's get back to your music. So, like, what inspires you, like, when you're making music?
Oh, it's multiple things. I can be bored and be inspired. I could be at Wendy's ordering food and be inspired. I could be at work doing my job and be inspired all of a sudden. You know, when it comes to music, it's pretty much just based on my experience to life. Like, you know, you be in a relationship, you get inspired. Or you're going through problems like arguing with your parents, you get inspired. Or, you know, if you've seen something really messed up, like you know a close friend that's got killed, you write about it. Mm-hmm. Or you see like a house coming burning down, you be inspired. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my way of thinking. I don't know how other people get their inspiration, but I pretty much get inspired from anything. Like right now, I could be inspired by talking about this podcast.
Yeah.
Like randomly, and just call it like two guys and a mic.
Wow. It's actually pretty clever. That was quick.
Two guys cooling down in the podcast. Something like that. Like some quick, like quirky title. It could be like an interlude. It could be an intro. Like I would use this whole podcast we're doing right now and just use it like for an interlude and just chop it up in certain parts and put it on my album in certain like snippets.
Damn. It's interesting to see like how like artists and creatives how their minds work, because my mind isn't like that. Mine is like very like logical, like blah blah blah, like A B equals C. Whereas I can tell like your mind is like very like racing and rapid, and like I can tell like just even listening to your music, it's like very high energy. Like I was at work and I was like, damn, like it was just something I wasn't expecting. But it was a pleasant surprise though. It was like it was very interesting. And I would say very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would second that because it keeps the listener engaged.
Yeah.
It's like you got people that just talk like monotone and laid back, and like you can lose the listener with you. And then some of the things you were saying, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I noticed a common theme was some hatred for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Good old D. Trump. Yeah, he's not my president. Hashtag not my president.
Yeah. I sense that from the music. I mean, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see when it comes to 2020 what the outcome will be. Hopefully it's not him. But at the same time, it's like we can't hope for somebody worse. You know what I mean?
I don't think we can have anyone worse. Honestly.
Pray not.
I mean, we'll see. Get out there and vote. Please know who you're Democrat, if you're Democrat, know who your Democrats are, know your Republicans, even third party candidates, they even get a shot too.
Yeah.
It's like even in the last election, what people don't know is like if 5% of the like campaign funds goes towards third parties, they get an extra $10 million towards their next presidential campaign. Like that's how it worked out when it came to the runs for George H.W. Bush and for Dwight Eisenhower.
Oh, yeah.
You learned something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little factual, little facts I've learned, like, studying the campaigns and stuff.
You seem very well-versed in different areas, like, in so many different areas of life. Is that come from you just, like, reading a lot? Like, where does all this knowledge come from?
Believe it or not, I do not read at all. I probably the last book I remember fully reading from start to finish was this book my dad gave me for my birthday, like, 5 years ago. And it was pretty much called, like, I think it was called, like, How to Get Through Life. Just 10 chapters, pretty much talking about how to like, interact with people, like, how you're supposed to feel when it comes to certain situations, till ultimately the last chapter is, you're going to die. Yeah. So it's, like, you got to accept it. You got to learn to, you know, like, ultimately, you don't know when you're going to die. Like, you're just a matter of, like, what have you done up to the point when you die? It's, like, if I lead this, like, this podcast right now, like, will I die? I don't know. But I wouldn't know.
We hope not.
No, I'm not hoping for any. Like, hope. Yeah, not, no, yeah, I'm just. Yeah. I'm not trying to throw that into the universe. But it's like, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know what the next few minutes are going to bring you.
That's very true.
It's just a matter of, like, for me, it's like, I want to try to leave something that I know that I'm happy. So it's like, whether I go to heaven, hell, or purgatory, I know I left something here. Like, with my music, I left something here when it came to yo-yo. Like, I do a lot of community work. I want to know that I tried my best to get back to my community. Mm-hmm. I want to know that I made my mom and dad proud. Mm-hmm. I want to know that I made my sister proud. I want to know that, like, my friends, you know, see me as some type of inspiration, that, you know, I made some type of impact in their lives. Like, we don't all have to impact the world. Like, affecting somebody can mean the world to them. That's one of my quotes I live by.
Oh.
Mm. Boss.
Deep. How'd you get connected with Safael and NYC Grind?
Whoo, we go back. I'm just probably like about 2-3 years ago. Like, she had like the art bash before, like about roughly 2 years ago. And she was just like moving around, like trying to organize. She had like this like headpiece, like telling people what to do and stuff. And she just randomly like, bumped into me while I was yo-yoing, and she's like, wow, that's really cool. And, you know, we talked like a quick 30 seconds. She's like, oh, how you liking the art show? It was a lot of hard work. And I was like, yeah, you did a great job. This is really awesome. And, you know, within that moment, you know, we had like quick, you know, minute conversation. And then, you know, she ran the show. And then I went back next year. And throughout like the year, I kept seeing her at other showcases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a quick high by, you know, so, and then we eventually like follow each other on IG, and you know, we'll like each other's stuff. I'll see her stuff, she'll see my stuff. And it got to right now the point where, you know, she had an audition for the first time this year, because before, I guess, you know, she was like choosing who she wanted to be performance. And you know, she knew me well. It's always love, like always a big hug, nice smile, you know. It's always love when it comes to Safi. And you know, she had the audition, and I signed up, and I gave it all I can. I actually performed with a hype man, a little person who's a hype man. And he's, you know, he came with me, and we killed it. And, you know, she got back to me and said, you got it. I'm like, oh, snap.
Congrats.
I was so happy. And, well, because it's like, to be, because to see how she's grown.
Yeah.
You know, as a person, like, not only as a promoter, but as a human being. Like, her, like, really on her grind from, even when she talks about it, from her, like, doing it in the, like, from a basement of a church. Like,
yeah, this, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's, like, that's inspiring, because there's, like, a picture she always shares, like, it's just, like, her, and she said it was, like, what, 10 people in that big, giant basement, to now, like, last year, that whole place was filled with, like, at least 700 plus.
Yeah, that warehouse is huge, and there's no space to move in there, yeah.
So it's crazy, and then to be honored to perform there, it's like...
But it's not even, you know, it's... I would take it a step further, because it's not even, like, the fact that you're performing there. It's the fact that you won the contest. Like, so that means, like, your skills obviously outshined other people's skills, because your skill set allowed you to win the contest to be able to perform there.
Yes.
Because before, it used to, we've gone to one before, and before it was more so like, oh yeah, like, okay, I'll choose you, I'll choose you. But now it's like, all right, this is the first time she's had a contest, and you won. So that's a big deal. Congratulations, man.
Yes, I appreciate it. And definitely shout out to the I think they chose one more person to perform to. I think she chose two. It was like me and then somebody else. I'm not sure because there was another two people. I think one of their group's names, like, I don't want to get their name. I was like, Sayoon?
Yeah. We're going to actually have them on the podcast yes. as well. Yeah.
And then the other group is Star Chasers.
Yes.
We're going to have yes. We got all three.
I've seen this stuff, and they're incredibly talented. Like, yeah. having a rock and roll group and then, like, having a reggae duo group like that, it's, like, freaking phenomenal. Like, you could tell this show is just, it's not only just us, and just, it's an honor for us to all perform and be there.
Yeah.
And not only for Safi, but, you know, for the people of New York and all the creators that's going to be there.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be dope, man.
I can't wait.
What's your mindset approaching the performance?
Oh, God. I got rehearsals set up for this Thursday and Friday.
Oh, that's real.
Each of 3 hours, like I take my craft seriously. It's like, I'm not one of those, let's just get on the mic, rap, and go home.
Yeah.
Because, like, as you'll see, like, when you, like, I don't want to give too much away, but there will be some.
No, I'm excited to see it all, man. I'm not even lying to you.
So there's going to be a lot of theatrics, let's just say that. And you might get a few jump scares, let's just say that. So watch your back.
That's so, 6 hour preparation. That's impressive.
So tell me, like, a little bit more about your process, because you mentioned slightly, like, you know, you're working with your producer and how he's very patient with you and, like, you're kind of a perfectionist. Like, does that make it harder for you to record music because it takes you so long? So, like, when you're putting together a full length album or project, does that make it harder that because you're such a perfectionist and you have, like, this one sound in your head or this one way you want something to sound, like, does that normally make the process longer?
It does make it longer, but at the same time, it makes it more worthwhile because it's quality. Because if I just, like, give it a first run shot, like, if I go with the first rhyme I say or I go with this type of sound, I'm not going to personally feel satisfied because it's not only that I don't like it. I know people are not going to like it either. It's like, oh, I could have said it this way with a lot more, like more bass or do it a little bit more kooky. And that's just not me. And, like, for me to work for my producer to deal with, you know, the constant playbacks and, you know, changing the sound a little bit. Like, oh, distort my voice like this or.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Or try to move my sound over here, or maybe if you add, like, this drum, or maybe a plane sound, or a spaceship rock, like, rocking it in this rocking it off, or like a car going vroom, like add these, like finding all these sounds like through YouTube, and or finding like in this like giant vocabulary of beats and to put it all together and to be like working on one song. I think the quickest we worked on one song was like, I think 50 minutes, and then the longest song we took was like 6.5 hours.
Sheesh. So how long does the average project take for you to complete?
I would say each project took me about a little over a year. Like my last project took me 1 year and 2 months. I started December 2016 and it finally wrapped up February 2018.
Wow.
But that one, it was more like a learning experience for me too, because I learned that I was still like searching for beats or getting beats made by my producer and just writing at this point in time. Like for this third album, I already had like 4 months of downtime just writing and searching for beats. Mm-hmm. Like I already have like 11 songs recorded in less than 2 months now. So it's like a quicker turnaround than my last two projects. Mm-hmm.
So how often do you write? Like on average, would you say?
I would definitely say every single day, like at least. I always try to like if I have like a song and I'm working on like, you know, a hook or like trying to get a 16, it's like I think of like at least always writing at least 2 lines per day, so I can at least have the song completed by a week. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, 7 days in the week, 2 lines, you at least get 14. And then like by, you know, extra day, you get the 16. And then the next day, think of the hook. Just constantly download the beat. Play it in, like play it 100 times while you're on the train, while you're going home, while you're eating dinner, while you're working out, while you're playing with your dogs, while you're with your girl.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty much like the time and effort that goes into just one song, let alone trying to get 15, 20 songs done.
Gotcha. So when your friend initially, your old friend from college who used to work at Sony writing music,
yes,
when he first mentioned to you, hey, I think you should make music, mm-hmm, did it just initially click to you? What was that process like from you transitioning from, you know, writing poetry, mm-hmm, and your green book to like putting together full-fledged songs?
I had absolutely no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, how do I turn these into like lyrics or, you know, into like rhymes? So I would like sit down, pace myself. I found like certain YouTube videos, like how to rap, you could say, type videos. And I would also go to my sister, who's also an amazing like poet. Mm-hmm. Like she was writing long before I was getting into poetry. So I would ask her for advice on how to do it, until eventually I came into my own and started working with a lot of other artists that I'd met at like open mics. Mm-hmm. Like in the early years, like when I started, like in 2014, mm-hmm, it's like, oh, you know, this is how you do it. This is their process. So you kind of build off of each other, and then it just like clicks in your head, like, okay, maybe if I try it like this way, like how they do it, I can eventually blend it and innovate it and make it my own. Mm.
So how did you find your style? How long did that take?
Roughly throughout, from the beginning of 2014 to, I would say, about the fall of 2015, I kind of developed into my own, I would say. Mm-hmm. Because also during that year, I just graduated from college, so I was still looking for a job. So there was, mm-hmm, a lot of, you know, just mostly working, trying to pay all credit card bills, buying a lot of dumb stuff.
Yeah. Nah, we all been there. Trust me.
It doesn't stop.
So I just kept, you know, writing and working with my producer, just trying to develop my sound. Like, we actually have like my earlier recordings, like when I first started, like, yeah, the sound is like the way I'm talking right now is like how I used to rhyme, like just thinking like this is the way I should rhyme, like in this type of tone with no feeling and no type of like you don't get no emotion from my voice, until eventually became like this when I started raising my voice and changing it up.
Gotcha.
That's the person I know.
Yeah, I'm about to say that. That's, man, yeah, I know.
So it's a matter of just going through stages and, you know, eventually, you know.
When's that moment when it clicked, like, you know, okay, I got it?
I would say listen to a lot of early 90s, like a lot of Wu-Tang, a lot of Eminem, mm-hmm, a lot of, you know, Redman at that time. I was playing like Muddy Waters like crazy. I was playing the Slim Shady LP like crazy. I was playing Genesis by Busta Rhymes like crazy. Mm. And then it's like you sit there and you go like, oh, snap. Like, I got it. I think I got it. So, and then you I hit up my producer and it's like, this is how I want to post this record.
Does rapping like that hurt your throat?
Sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Especially when you have to really raise your voice. It's like, sometimes you like, give me a minute. Let me do like, hey, give me a water, or you get out the studio, clear your throat. But, you know, over time, you eventually kind of get a little used to it and it doesn't hurt as much, especially like, I actually have a current record right now that I'm straight like screaming like on some 6ix9ine. It's like if Eminem had a 6ix9ine type of rap, like I'm going like, that took literally about 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a song that it's going to be on my next album. It's called Murder.
Convenient.
No, I don't want to go too into detail what it's about, but it's a cool record. Like, yeah. it's actually one of the first records where you truly like actually see me at my loudest, louder than probably any record you heard me do so far.
Murder. When is this album expected to drop?
I'm hoping for 2019, like toward maybe the end of 2019, because with this album I want to try to make it like have 4 music videos and have a short film that goes with it. And I already have like the idea. The album's called Lucis Naturae. It means freaking nature in Latin. And pretty much it's the idea of where I take a hit of like a golden blunt, and then like it doesn't hit me, like, oh, nothing happens, until I go to sleep that night and I wake up and I'm naked in the forest with a crocheted pig that's like my best friend, like Wilson in Castaway. And I meet all these animals, like that are human animals, like a monkey, a turtle, a deer, a fox, and they teach me like life lessons while making me go through certain challenges to help me learn myself.
So it's like every song gonna represent. Yo.
Yes, every song's gonna represent like an attachment of who I am. So it's like murder, like I ain't gonna lie. It's like, you know, I don't think you think of murder, but you don't do it. Yeah. So it's like, what if, let me dive into my killing side. Let me dive into my softer side. Like, I want to talk about homosexuality. I want to talk about suicide. I want to talk about, like, the stages I went through in my life with my parents. I want to talk about everything that helped make me who I am, that makes me feel like, yeah, I'm really a freak of nature.
Wow, you have to be very open. But even, I think, wow.
How did that come to you?
Yeah, like, just the concept of the entire album itself is a very...
it came together.
Ultra creative.
Yeah, it's super creative. It's like...
Yeah, so it came together pretty much around the time I wrapped up my last album. Because it was more like, with my first two albums, it was more me just having fun, kind of giving a little bit what people expected of me when it came to the way that I rhyme, but I never really talked about certain things like with a true message. Like, I have some, like some records where I have a small message, but never like in depth throughout an entire song. Like, if you hear like my first song, Oh My God, there's the message, the only message you could probably grab there is that I'm crazy and I hate Donald Trump. Like, that's not really a message that I'm portrayed as you can see right now.
Yeah.
It's like, there's more to me than just me hating Donald Trump. There's more to me than just talking about my experience when I first went to an open mic. There's more to me than just like talking about things in the Bronx. Like, so I wanted this next album to be more like who I really am. Like, like, it's like who I am, and then it's who I really am. It's like, you go to work, and it's like, you're not this at work all the time. Like, you only not do it because it's the job.
Yeah.
But then, like, outside of work, you know who you really are. Like, your friend, your true friends know who you really are.
Yeah.
Your girl may not know who you really are, but your friends know who you really are.
Chill. Chill. Nah, babe, you know me. So, essentially, like, you want this next project to be, like...
I'm sorry. Okay. Wait, to go back, you didn't answer. How did that come to you, though?
Oh, it came to me pretty much like when I was sitting with one of my best friend of over 10 years I've known since college. And he was like, you ever thought about just making an album, like, saying who you really are? Because he's like, don't get me wrong, I love your first two albums. Great. But it's like, I know who you are. Most of those songs, that's not really you. It's like, you should probably make an album where you express who you really, really are. He said, you know who you are? You're like an enigma. like a lucis naturae. I'm like, what the hell is a lucis naturae? Mm-hmm. And he's like, it means freak of nature. And he's like, don't cut me off while I'm talking. It's like, just because you really are like a freak of nature, because people see you as like a yo-yo rapper and think that's like, oh, you combine it like two, like something that nobody really knows about, which is yo-yo, which is something everybody really knows about, and you're making it like your own. Like, you found a lane for yourself that I don't think nobody in this world is ever going to do. Mm-hmm. And I said, you should just talk about like the stages of how you became who you are. And I was like, all right, I'll get to work on it. So before we started recording back just this past October, so less than 2 months. So hopefully, I'm trying to hopefully get everything done before I have like a big showcase in France in February.
Congrats, man.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to get everything done, mostly everything done by then. Uh-huh. And then like March, just work on like probably the promotion, and then start to get into work on the short film, like look for actors, actresses, mm-hmm. and get the script down, because I'm working with a screenwriter who actually works with like a lot of small plays, mm-hmm. to see if he can help me like set up like, you know, like the voice, like what the actors say and what they do and stuff, because I have no idea how to do that. So yeah, that's the next step after the project is completed.
Oh, so it's like going to be essentially like a diary or like an open book of your entire life.
Yes. Hmm. We're all loose as naturalized. We're all different in some way.
Yeah.
Y'all loose as naturalized.
I mean, if you think so,
I'll take it.
I appreciate the compliment.
Like, there's something unique about both of you that probably nobody in this world has, that you both only have.
It's funny you say that, because when you first said it, I was like, no. See? Like, that's my thought. It was like, no, but it's because maybe I'm not as in tune with myself as you are with yourself. Yeah. Yes. And that's why I think, like, you know, the idea, even the concept behind your next project is so dope, because you have to really be in tune with yourself.
Yes.
To be able to create, you know, an album like that. Because if I tried to sit down and write down my life and how I got to this point, I would either be leaving something out or over time, you fabricate some stuff about your life and you start to believe it. And like just dots wouldn't connect all the way to get to how I got to this point. So I think it's pretty dope that you're about to do a whole project where, you know, you just outline your life and how you got to Richard Picasso.
Yes, it's pretty much going to be like J. Cole's 24 T4 Souls Drive, but on acid. Okay. So it's going to be fun. I can't wait. Like, me and my producer are having so much fun making all these new songs. It's crazy. And it's pretty much the next level of Richard Picasso.
Gotcha.
Your actual bars, your lyricists, your lyricism, like, what do you think? Like, how do you stack up? How would you describe, like, if somebody, are you just like, you know, I'm a casual rapper, or you're like, nobody wants it with me? Like, no. Like, how good would you say you are?
I would say that, like, if you give me the mic, I'll do a quick 16, like, no problem, and give you something with a message that you can feel. But at the same time, I'm not going to be braggadocious about it. Like, I'm always humble. Like, even with artists that, you know, when I go to showcases and see how they perform or hear some of their records, like, it's like, you don't want to be rude and be like, I'm not really feeling that.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe they haven't honed their skills up to a point where they feel comfortable with their own record that they probably need some help or some advice with. Because I had artists, like, I've been to showcases before, and they'll see me perform, and they're like, oh my God, that's great. How did you come up with this lyric, or how'd you come up with this type of beat? And then, like, I'll tell them how to do it. Like, this is my process, how I do it. And they'll run along with the advice. They'll come. My studio is always open for anybody that wants to come. Mm-hmm. You know, I show them how I do it, or I'll go to their studio and I'll show them how to do it in their own studio so they can feel comfortable.
Mm. Are you competitive?
I would say no. To a certain extent, no.
No, so when you're performing Saturday night, you're not going to try to be the best performance that night?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be the best performance, guaranteed.
You see, there you go. That's what I'm like. You have to have a certain amount of confidence and cockiness to get to that level.
Yes, it's like, you know, the word cockiness to me, it's like, it makes me feel like I'm an asshole a little bit. It's like, I know in my heart I'm not an asshole. Like, if you ever, like, sit down and chill with me or have dinner with me, like, I'm the most chill, humble guy. I want to learn your life more than you want to learn my life.
Yeah.
It's like... like, I understand when it comes to, like, especially hip-hop, and especially being from New York hip-hop, mm-hmm. it's all about big competition. Like, nobody really wants to help each other. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to feature.
Sadly.
Unfortunately, and I think we definitely need a lot more of that. Mm-hmm. Like I've been, it's like one of those things where, like, I know artists that constantly hit me up in DMs all the time to go to all their showcases, their album releases, promote their singles, but then... when you're dropping something, they don't show no type of love or even like a photo or nothing.
Yeah, we experienced that too.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I just try my best to be humble. It's like, you know what, I'm not one of those type of artists that reaches out to you like, hey, can you promote my stuff? I know how to promote my own stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a simple posting on Instagram, putting it on Facebook, like. It doesn't matter. Like, follows don't mean nothing nowadays. Just because you're verified everywhere doesn't mean you're popping like that.
Yeah.
It just means, like, okay, you got a blue check. And, like, because there's people I know with millions of followers that can't even sell out their basement.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yikes. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I am going to put you on the spot. It's something I do to almost every artist who comes on the podcast.
Okay.
You just got to spit something, man.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He did offer.
All right. I'm going to do it.
Oh, he offered?
He did
offer. Yes, I offered.
Oh, well, then you see, I'm not putting you on the spot. You see?
You're getting me ready.
You came prepared.
Yes, I did. All right. So just straight off the dome right here?
Whatever. All right. Whatever your heart desires.
All right, I'm going to give y'all something right now. Yo. Money is the root of all evil, and evil's just another name of what they call people, from coins, paper, checks, to the credit cards. Even if you buy nothing, feel like you were getting charged. Don't need cable, cause I got that Fire Stick, hacking my neighbor's Wi-Fi, yeah, you know the wire tricks. I gotta sit back now and just save up before I start walking these trains now with a change cup. Looking up, don't know why he put me in poverty. Wanna get my money clean, but itching for a robbery. It really sucks on the daily now, being sad and broke. I would say that it's funny, but I'm really bad at jokes. Better days will come, can't turn away and run. I overdrafted my sneakers, man, I couldn't pay the funds. This is my life now. It's really sad, but true. So do you really think I'm doing just as bad as you?
Richard Picasso. Wish I had the sound effects. What's Funk Flex? Oh, the bombs. Nah, I don't want that sound effect. That was dope, man.
I want all the smoke. Call me Mr. Chimney.
Oh, my God. That was dope, man.
Yeah, anything we're missing?
Missing, nope. Not right now. That was a little...
Little snippet. Let the people know where they can find your music on IG, like your latest album that you have out actually now. Let people know where they can find you at, man.
Of course. You can follow me on all my social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, at Richie Loves Yo-Yo, spelled RichieLuvsYoyos. Also, my YouTube channel is Richard Picasso, which is spelled PIGKASO. I can't tell you how many times people got that wrong, and they end up to the actual Picasso, the painter, but it's PIGKASO. So definitely subscribe. It's really dope. My current album is There Are Always Strings Attached. I dropped it back in March on my birthday. So definitely cop that. It's available everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, anywhere you want. Also be on the lookout for my third album, Lucid Natural Vibe. No release date yet, but definitely somewhere in 2019. And definitely pop out to the NYC Grind Ultra Art Bash this Saturday. You know, doors open 7. I go up at 9 p.m. and I promise you I won't disappoint.
Here we go. We'll definitely be in attendance.
Yes,
Saturday.
Yes, we will.
Looking forward to the yo-yo.
Yeah, you do your best. I'm ready for it, man. And don't judge us.
Yeah, no. Okay. We judgment free.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to plan a fitness this. We're going to plan a fitness this, all right?
I'm ready to see it.
Okay.
Of course.
But nah, man, thank you so much for coming through, coming on the podcast. Really appreciate you driving an hour.
Yeah, it's Bronx. It's time people go home, you know.
It's rush hour.
So I don't mind. I actually like long drives. Car drives are awesome. Yeah, I love it.
You better than me, bro. I'm impatient as hell. I'll get the car and I'll just be sitting there. I'm not even driving. I'll start complaining.
Wow. It's all good, bro, brother.
Yeah, but nah, for real. We appreciate you coming on the podcast. Of course. Really, thank you so much, man. And y'all know where to find him. Richie Loves Yo-Yos. L-U-V-S. Richie Loves Yo-Yos. Find him everywhere. Make sure y'all check out his latest project. If y'all in Brooklyn or in Queens, anywhere, actually, if you're in New York City in general, Saturday, come out. December 15th, 7 o'clock. What's the address again?
1001 Irving Avenue in Ridgewood.
Exactly. Come out. He's going to be performing. It's a whole massive event. It's going to be a lot of people performing. Well, three performances, but a lot of creatives, some art shows. There's a lot going on. So if you're in the area, make sure you come.
That's body painting.
Yeah, it's a lot. Last time I was there, I was like, oh, God.
I'm selling merch too. Shirts, pins, and yo-yos.
Oh, you see?
Yes. I got some merch, so... Please bring your Cash App account.
You see? You got to make sure you plug that. Yes. You got to make your money, man. You're
damn right, man. I'm trying to get out my mama's house now.
But nah, man, thank you so much. As always, people, thank you for listening to the podcast. Please make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Check the YouTube page out. We got full-length episodes up there. IGTV page, Cool Now Pod, everything. Hit us up on Gmail, all that stuff, with suggestions, any questions, anything you want us to talk about on the podcast. Until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
Cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.